Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing. Eric, how are you?
Great, Tony. Good talking to you this morning.
Great to talk with you. There is a bank that is on Mid-Michigan Show's early success. We always like the banking business to do well, but this bank on campaign is a little bit different. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, we're trying to find those households that don't have the normal banking relationship that most of us enjoy with a bank or credit union. They didn't grow up in a household where anybody, you know, had that relationship. So they end up paying up to $800 a year for check cashing and financial services that you and I probably get for almost free.
This is an interesting story because there are many who don't have bank accounts and many who spend a lot of money on using check cashing services and going places where it costs money that, as you just mentioned, doesn't cost you if you have regular checking and savings accounts.
Yeah, you know, so this is something that we've been working on for, you know, unfortunately a number of years. It's a slow process to put all of this together. Mayor Bonero and I, a couple years ago, had a meeting of a lot of the financial institutions, but we were finally able to get this kicked off in May with the Community Economic Development Association of Michigan. They achieved a small grant to help pay for it. The Asset Independence Coalition, which does the low and moderate income household tax preparation, and then the Treasurer's Office, and we're able to get 53 low, moderate income households that were unbanked, get them set up with a foundation account at PNC Bank. PNC Bank has been just a wonderful partner with us at this initial stage of the bank on.
So how does this work?
Well, you know, the foundation's account at PNC has laid out the minimum criteria that somebody, you know, needs to meet. There's a lot of different reasons that people don't have checking accounts. Sometimes it's just they never looked into it. Other times they've had a bad experience in the past. So the individuals go through some training to get the skills that they're going to need to be a successful account holder. Hundreds of people were trained, hundreds and hundreds of people were trained, and 53 ended up with what could, you know, again, hopefully, it's going to save them, you know, $500 to $800 a year, and that's a lot of money in these households.
How many people have taken advantage of this program?
Well, you know, this is kind of the initial phase. We had a minimum that we had set of 50 to make sure we, you know, got our feet underneath us and knew what we were doing. We achieved that. Several hundred more got trained, and we have more people to follow up with, and PNC Bank continues to work, you know, with us to find and help more people achieve this financial security of having their own checking account.
Why should the Ingham County Treasurer's Office be involved in programs like this?
Well, as you know, Tony, I take a pretty broad view of the things that as a public official I have the honor to get involved in. The system, the processes that you and I largely enjoy take care of us, and then there's the least among us that really get left behind all too often. And we're only as strong as a society, as a community, as our weakest link. So when we can bring folks up that don't have a lot going for them, it's going to make us all stronger and richer as a community.
All right, before I let you go, I got a minute left. Should, from your perspective, should the Ingham County Register of Deeds office either be dissolved or merged with the clerk's office?
I don't think so. It's not as slam dunk a statement as I might make, but there are so many things that an election commissioner, that the clerk has to know about, and there's so many things that a Register of Deeds has to know about, that I think it's going to be a lot of work to really be able to find one person that's going to be able to cover all of that. And I think that's why the Board of Commissioners in Ingham County, when they've taken up that issue, have come to the conclusion that let's keep them separate. They're both working fine. There's some savings, but it's not huge.
If more folks want to learn more about the Bank On program, where do they go?
They can Google Asset Independence Coalition or Community Economic Development Association of Michigan, and there's a lot of additional information.
All right. Thanks so much, Eric. Have a great day.
You too, Tony. Thank you.